Summers for college students usually mean part-time jobs or summer school, but this is an election year. And for one group of students, it means civic engagement, things like registering voters and getting them out to the polls in November. While some of them are new voters themselves, FM89's Laura Tsutsui reports they're hoping to get other young adults to make voting a priority.
This summer, 25 students from UC Santa Cruz and UC Merced have returned to where they grew up in the Central Valley to try to increase voter turnout among young adults. It's all part of the Central Valley Freedom Summer Project. Veronica Tariquez launched the project this year. As a sociology professor at UC Santa Cruz, Tariquez started this because of a trend she noted among students from the Central Valley.
As a professor, I see that a lot of students from the Central Valley don't go back, so there's a brain drain.
She says that not only were students choosing to settle down away from the Valley, but the young adults who stayed weren't very engaged in local issues. Tariquez has studied youth organizing and civic engagement, and she says that while most metropolitan areas do a good job of educating young voters, she sees that breakdown in the Central Valley.
Particularly in Los Angeles and in the Bay Area, where there has been kind of a civic infrastructure to support young people's engagement around a range of issues. These efforts tend to be a bit smaller in the Central Valley, where there isn't that civic infrastructure.
As part of the Central Valley Freedom Summer Project, Tariquez paired students with nonprofits throughout the Valley. These students have spent the summer trying to connect with young voters by hosting conferences about civic engagement, making presentations on local issues, and holding voter registration drives. They're trying to get young adults to see what impact their votes could have. Back in 2016, during California's primary election, only 18% of young adults ages 18 to 25 even turned out to vote. That's half the amount of total eligible voters in the state who turned out for that election. In general, young adult voter turnout is low compared to the rest of the population, especially during midterm election years. For some of the interns, this is only their second or third election. Kathy De La Cruz Cerros is 21 and a student at UC Santa Cruz. She knows firsthand that it's easy to ignore voting.
I didn't register to vote, truthfully, until I was a sophomore in college. I had help because my parents never really showed me. I wasn't very interested either. I was like, oh, whatever, like, that doesn't matter for me. And I was there also. And so now I measure success by really, like, making a connection with somebody. A change in my mindset is what I'm shooting for.
De La Cruz Cerros is spending her summer in Porterville, which is where she grew up. She says that when she's registering people to vote, they often ask who they should vote for.
And, like, that kind of drives me crazy because I'm like, what do you mean? Like, it's kind of funny when we tell them, like, no, like, we're not voting for anybody. We really just want to, like, register you to vote, and that's it. And they're like, oh, I guess, yeah, like, I'll do that. And then it's just really funny because all we want to do is really give them the skills. Like, that's our main goal.
The Central Valley Freedom Summer Project is nonpartisan, so none of the interns can say what or who they're voting for anyway. Jose Orellana is another intern in the South Valley. While he's participated in elections before, this is his first experience in community organizing.
There's this saying by, like, older folks that say that young adults don't care. But that's not yes and no. Because first of all, you need to be educated on why you should care about those issues. And that's what we're trying to do by putting local conferences all over the Central Valley.
I asked Orellana and De La Cruz Cerros if they thought their efforts would really carry over from the summer into the November election. And both of them are optimistic.
We've been doing all this work, but hopefully it's going to turn out. You know, in the 2016 election, 100 million eligible voters didn't turn out. So all this work connecting with youth, you know, telling them, hey, it's so important, it only takes a few minutes, all that constant remindering and organizing that's usually not, it's not really cared for, that it really matters.
Every youth conference that we've been to, we've seen so many, like, excited faces, and you can tell that this is new to them. You know, you can tell that these students have never been exposed. Like, when I talk about water and telling them that my whole community ran out of water, people are like, oh my God. So I hope that everybody takes this, like, to heart, and I think that we are making change, and we are really planting the seed.
It won't be until after the November election that the project can analyze whether their efforts actually increased voter participation. But Tariquez says hosting events now means newly registered voters will hopefully be prepared when it's time to vote in November. Since UC Santa Cruz doesn't start school until September, both Oriana and De La Cruceros plan to stay in the Valley, registering and talking to new and young voters until then. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Satsui.